The report from the Massachusetts Interagency Human Trafficking Policy Task Force urges expanding victims' services programs and setting up safe houses for people trying to escape from the underground sex trade, which Coakley said remains a lucrative business for its purveyors.
You can make a lot of money moving people for sex. And so our sense is that it is facilitated now by the internet, by the ability to do that kind of business.
The 19-member task force, which is made up of representatives from law enforcement, state government, social service agencies, and human trafficking victims, has been meeting regularly since February 2012 to develop the recommendations.
We have provided a comprehensive set of findings and recommendations for Massachusetts. We believe they are among the most comprehensive in the country, and we think that it sets a new bar for how states should be approaching the fight against human trafficking.
The report recommends establishing a data collection exchange involving the police and social service agencies. Coakley said this will help to better define human trafficking, which she said constitutes not just people forced into prostitution, but also into slave labor.
When a crime is charged, let's treat it the same way, whether it's in Newton or Boston or North Adams or a federal crime.
Other recommendations include a first offender program for men arrested for buying sex and a public awareness campaign about human trafficking. Task Force member Julie Dahlstrom of Lutheran Social Services said the report flags gaps in victim protection, training, awareness, and data collection.
The report underscores the desperate need for housing, basic supports, and real viable alternatives for women in exiting out of exploitation. If we're going to say that they have a choice, we have to actually provide them with one.
Audrey Morrissey, another task force member, said she was a prostitute from the age of 16 until she became a heroin addict when she was 30. Morrissey, who was with the organization My Life, My Choice, said the state currently offers very little help for human trafficking victims who are older than 18.
There are lots of survivors, the importance of survivors coming to do this work, and there are a lot of women who have struggled through, who have made it out, and who are willing to work to serve these victims. And so this is something that we have to make happen. Just like we have services for substance abuse, domestic violence, these victims need services as well.
The task force was established as part of a comprehensive human trafficking bill signed in 2011 by Governor Deval Patrick. The intent of the new law was to change the focus of police and prosecutors from targeting prostitutes to going after the people who profit from the sex trade. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.